We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You can be anywhere in the world, but you're here with me. I appreciate that. H to the Izzo. B. Mitch and Finley. 106.7 The Fan. Quick update. Summer Olympics. We got Ryan Clary, the Stallion, to hit a couple putts. He went 0 for 5.
Yeah.
He hit four of them into the sand trap, and one he just never crushed, and it hit the wall.
He never touched it.
Right now, time
Sound like his life.
Right now, it's time to go to the BetQL guest line. Presented by the BetQL Network, wagertainment for every fan, morning, afternoon, and night. Get sports betting tips from the best in the game, streaming now on Odyssey. Time to talk to our friend Peter Rosenberg. You can follow him online at Rosenberg Radio. Every week, we get Peter on here, and it seems like we have bad Commanders news to discuss.
Uh-huh.
I am incredibly excited to ask Peter, how fired up were you, to get the Terry McLaurin deal done? Some good news.
Let me use the right word. I was relieved. He is the kind of dude that is, you know, he just feels like a Washington great to me. And attitude-wise, the way he brings it, the kind of player he is, the hands that he has, I understand it could have been a tough situation where they're worried about overpaying, but in the end, they did the right thing. So I'm very happy.
Yeah, that's what I look at. I just think that a guy that checks all the boxes, you can't let him walk. Or put him through all that strife, because that sends a bad message.
Well, tell me this: if we let go of Terry McLaurin, who's the player that is scaring defenses on this team in any way?
Nobody at this point.
Yeah, so no. You don't want to give up the one guy who really makes your defensive coordinator think, the opposing defensive coordinator think. So mm-hmm. I'm happy.
That's great, man. You deserve to be happy. I wrote a column earlier this week on NBC Sports Washington. It's like Commanders, like the point of sports, obviously the shared angst amongst the fan base is a big part of this. And it makes the wins so much more important when you suffer through the losses. But for Commanders fans, it's not just losses. It's like this constant dark cloud hanging over the organization where railings fall over after games and the owner is being subpoenaed and deposed and you have to basically consult a lawyer to figure out what's going on with your football team. Like, that's not what it's supposed to be like. It's supposed to be fun, and at least the McLaurin signing is fun.
Yeah, I mean, listen, if you guys were to do a top 10 on the show of just worst, most awful, seemingly rock-bottom moments of the Snyder era, y'all could easily do a top 10. Easily. Like, I'm talking about really deep stuff as fans. Like, you guys remember the loss in the pouring rain at the Horn the week after Sean Taylor died?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
When they called back-to-back timeouts and got the personal foul.
Exactly. So, like, even in that moment. Now, in the end, by the way, Coach Gibbs rallied that team. They made a playoff run. It was cool. But from moments like that where you're like, this just can't get any lower, to the stands collapsing, to the so-called poop water, to the awful scandals, it's a never-ending thing. So, yeah, man, it's supposed to be fun. Give us something good.
Yeah.
At least Terry is something good.
Terry's great.
Absolutely. Little bit of breaking news, and I don't know that it's a done deal, but there's a report out, and this is happening live in real time, from a dude named John Wilner, who apparently is the plugged-in guy in the Pac-12. He says, source, USC and UCLA are planning to leave for the Big Ten as early as 2024.
Wow.
The move has not been finalized at the highest levels of power. Wow. USC and UCLA in the Big Ten?
Mm.
That's wild.
I mean, listen, we thought Maryland not being in the ACC was a joke. USC and UCLA not being in the Pac-12, it's like eliminate the whole thing. Just eliminate the whole thing.
But at least USC and UCLA taking their rival with them.
Yeah, and
That's true.
Yeah.
Good point. That helps.
I mean, the Pac-12 is a mess. Like, their TV rights are falling apart. Yeah. Like, everything's kind of falling apart out there.
I think it's
going to
eventually be two major conferences.
I mean, but
the Big Ten, they're going to have to change the Big Ten to something else, and the SEC.
Yeah, like, I think it'll be from Texas to Florida to North Carolina, or maybe even to Virginia, and they just kind of absorb the ACC. And then it's almost like the Big Ten to the West Coast.
Take the rest of them, yeah.
Right? Like, something like that. That is wild. Imagine, like, Rutgers flying to UCLA for a men's volleyball matchup. You know what I mean? Like, it makes sense for football.
They'd probably get destroyed.
Yeah. That is just incredibly bizarre. I thought I'd point it out. As a pair of Terps, Peter, as somebody that I still don't – the Big Ten's a really good conference. I still don't necessarily feel a part of it. I kind of think this is cool. I'm kind of into it.
Well, because it makes us feel better about our nonsense conference.
Right.
Because it's a – I mean, honestly, the teams so far who have really felt like completely out of sorts, I would throw Maryland right in there, Syracuse. You know, there are just some teams that do not make sense.
Mm-hmm. Louisville so in now, the ACC?
Yeah, oh, yeah, exactly. Like
West Virginia in the Big 12?
Yeah, I think one day where we're going to B. Mitch's point, is basically two huge conferences with divisions like the NFL.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're
right. This doesn't even work anyway.
Yeah.
This doesn't even really crown a true champion, in my opinion, anyway. So why not restart?
I've been thinking about something I wanted to do with you in these summer months, if you're up for it. We're talking with our friend Peter Rosenberg. You can follow him on social at Rosenberg Radio. Like, let's be real, the next month, and you have to do it every day too on ESPN New York. Like the sports calendar is probably not that packed. Although in New York with the Yankees and the Mets, are things just? I mean, that city has baseball fever right now, I imagine.
Yeah, that helps. I mean, I still know what you're going to say, and I agree wholeheartedly. But it does help that the Yankees are historically great, and the Mets are historically Mets great. You know, so it helps. But I'm with you. These dog days, when we're a ways away from training camp, is tough.
Yeah, well, we have to find different things to do. So
here's what I wanted to do, because you could talk about all things sports, but your knowledge and depth in hip-hop is probably unparalleled. So I wanted to just start asking you cool stories about rappers you know.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'll get some from my son, who's your big fan too, Peter.
The dude on the top of mind for me is Luda. Do you know Ludacris? Have you talked with him? Let's start with Ludacris.
I don't have any, like, particularly special Luda story, except, you know, I mean, I know him. He's great. He made me feel fantastic. We interviewed him the day after his verses a year or two ago. And I forget what he said to me. But he made it very clear that he hears my opinions and I was among the people he wanted to show just how amazing his catalog was. So anytime anyone tells me they actually care about my stupid fanboy opinion, that obviously feels great. But the first time I met Luda was at my first day at Hot 97, Summer Jam 2007. They basically said, here's a microphone. It's crazy, actually. My first day ever at my dream place. They said, come to MetLife Stadium. I had not done a radio show yet. They're like, you'll have a pass at will call. Come backstage. I go backstage. They give me a microphone and a cameraman. And they say, go around and talk to people. And I have all access at Summer Jam in 2007, wandering around going up to people that have essentially just been a figment of my imagination my whole life. And I went up to Luda. And I tried a joke that failed based on the movie Hustle and Flow. I brought him a copy of the Ludacris cassette, the Back for the First Time cassette, and tried to give it to him. Like, yo, man, if you would just listen to my tape real quick. And it was a joke playing on the character in Hustle and Flow. Joke completely failed, but nice moment nonetheless.
That's very cool. Is he, in my head, I picture him, I don't follow a ton of like superstar celebrities on Instagram. I just find it's like the most hollow interaction you can have. But I do follow Luda, and he seems like down to earth, personable, and funny. Is that at all accurate?
Well, hold on. I mean, you have to remember the origins of Luda. Luda is a radio guy. Mm-hmm. So before anything, Luda was Big Tigger in Atlanta, you know?
Okay.
You know, and he did nights on the radio at V103. So I say that to say, not that all radio guys are great guys, but that he knows what it's like to be a regular dude who was really just hustling, got a job on the radio, started going great, and then he started being able to get these opportunities. So your perception of Luda is not at all off. He is lovely. He is a lovely person.
Yeah, I like him. Always seems to be cool. And you see him anytime he's talking with people, he respects them. He's not trying to be an ass like a lot of them do.
He seems very grateful for what his life has become. Mm-hmm. He's a dude who to me strikes you as a guy who just lives with gratitude, which is probably the highest praise I could give to anyone.
Especially when you hit that level, to still be grateful is shows good perspective. All right, that was our first ever. We're going to ask Rosenberg about famous rappers he knows. Did you enjoy that, or was that annoying?
I liked it.
Oh, I think I'll really enjoy this because it's like no idea where you guys are going to go every week. And with very few exceptions, knowing you two, because you're not going to ask me about some cat who came out yesterday.
So no, not at all.
Based on your guys' age range, I should have a story for basically everyone. So I like this idea.
All right, good. I'm looking forward to it. Although, B. Mitch and I did meet Kodak Black last month. So just, you know.
Oh, the Caps game.
Yeah, the Caps game.
We won't ask you about him, though.
I
JP asked him enough questions.
I asked,
how much the tea calls, man?
I did ask him that, and he told me a grip. I've never seen more diamonds in a man's teeth than Kodak Black. It was truly remarkable. I sent you a text. Have you seen the thank you message Terry McLaurin put out via social media?
So it's funny. I saw it for a second. It was too small on what I was looking at, and I was like, I need to get back to this, and I didn't yet.
Okay. So I just sent it to you. I think you're really going to enjoy that, and I'll follow that up with, have you read the open letter to Commanders fans that Jahan Dotson wrote maybe last week?
No.
All right, I'll find that and text it to you, too. I think it may not be, you know, Randy Moss and Chris Carter, but those two guys are incredibly likable.
Yeah, I'm just looking right now at just the amount of time that McLaurin took here. I mean,
he took a lot of time.
It's so smart, too, because you have a fan base that, like we just spoken about, that's so hungry to have something that makes us happy. So it shows how smart he is. You know, like, for example, Kyrie Irving this week, exactly the wrong statement. You decide to opt in, get your $36 million because you couldn't get anywhere else, and then you put out some holier-than-thou statement trying to make yourself sound like Gandhi or Dr. King. Terry McLaurin, the exact opposite. Like, the nozzle move, the real D-bag move here would have been to not say anything or a simple tweet, HTTC. Doing this is what you want from the guys on your team who matter. This is exactly what you want.
The only part I would push back on that, Peter, is you said Kyrie Irving, you know, really, really misspoke this week. I would just say Kyrie Irving really misspoke, period.
Yeah. Right. Well, no. Kyrie's like the walking example of, I'm not saying things that are like immoral or things that make you a bad human, but things that are just ill-advised, unless your only goal, like if Kyrie's only goal is to be the topic of conversation, then he's killing it. But if he's trying to do anything beyond simply being in people's mouths, he basically just absolutely botches it every time he talks.
He does that very often.
You taking any vacations? You coming home at all? We got to get some golf set up.
I would love to do that. I was thinking about that, actually. I think we may have a little engagement celebration back home sometime.
Okay.
So I would love to get some golf in. Next, this weekend, I'm going to Las Vegas for Money in the Bank for WWE, and then we're going to stay out west for the week and just kind of putz around, play a little golf, etc.
Awesome. Enjoy yourself, man. Thank you for coming on, as always. We always appreciate it, dude.
Thanks, boys. We'll get through this summer together.
Take care, brother.
That's our guy, Peter Rosenberg. Give him a follow at Rosenberg Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.